Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you're looking at the health care bill. We've been hearing quite some time talking about replacing Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Well, they are working on it right now. As a matter of fact, they put up a version of it. We're going to make it available to you at VFNTV.com on the torch, where you can see yourself. And it's in the bill format, where you can look at it and they can make changes and make updates to it. But I think it's a pretty interesting fact before we hear Representative Brady explain what the bill that's coming out, that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, had 20,000 pages. You could stack it up, it would be this high, 20,000 pages. Well, the American health care bill, what they're calling this new health care, has 123 pages. I mean, you think about it. I mean, God only has 10 commandments. You know, it's amazing. We found a lot of things were put in those 20,000 pages that they didn't even know what they were. And that's what was kind of really oppressing the people. But let's listen to Representative Brady as he talks about and explains. Not only is he going to explain, but Walden's also going to explain. Brady's going to explain the health care bill and what it does for us. But Walden's going to explain the Medicare and how this is going to affect how everything's going back to the states. Let's take a look.
A special report exclusive. We go behind the scenes to see how Republican lawmakers will manage the legislation through the often Byzantine approval process, and we'll talk specifics. Joining me tonight from Scottsdale, Arizona, is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady, and from Capitol Hill, House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Greg Walden. Chairman, thank you for joining me. Let's start and break this up. There are two committees here dealing with two parts of this legislation. Chairman Brady, let me start with you and Ways and Means, and I guess the tax part of this equation.
Yes, so it has been 7 years since Obamacare was passed into law. It is collapsing. It has hurt more people than it's helped. And so tonight we deliver on President Trump's promise to repeal and begin replacing it with two big principles. One, to restore state control of health care, get it out of Washington, and also to restore the free market. So give individuals the power and the freedom to choose plans that's right for them. That second part is in the ways and means area. So we begin by repealing the awful taxes, the mandate penalties, and the subsidies in Obamacare, and to give Americans the freedom to buy plans that they need. That includes nearly doubling the size of the health savings accounts and make them more usable. That's good for the out-of-pocket costs. But we give them a tax credit immediately usable. The ranges in price from $2,000 to $14,000 a year, depends upon their age and their family. And with that, they can buy affordable plans that are approved and certified in the state that they're in. And these are plans that they need and can use, not the plans that Washington's been dictating to them.
How is this, Chairman Brady, not Obamacare light from your perspective?
Yeah, it is Obamacare gone, because we repeal all those taxes, those mandates, those subsidies. There's nothing left there. And instead, we give them the same tax break that we give workers at big businesses. We give that same tax help to small business people, those mom and pop businesses, workers at small businesses, even those entrepreneurs and families in between jobs, the ability to buy a plan that's right for them. And I think maybe most importantly, we're giving Americans a freedom who haven't got health care at work and they don't have in a government program freedom like they've never had before to buy health care that's right for them. So this is clearly Obamacare gone and new freedom.
And Chairman Brady, last thing on this is, are the tax credits means tested?
We focused on, obviously, we want to make sure that as you get older, your health care premium increases or your tax credit increases. Also, as your family expands, we want it to expand with you as well. And so we focused it really on the low and the middle income families who don't get health care at work. This is really important whether you're a young person starting, just leaving school and your parents' health care, whether you're a small business person just struggling to make ends meet, or you're a retiree who's worked your whole life and there's a few years left before Medicare. This really fits what Americans need.
All right, Chairman Walden, you're started dealing with the energy and commerce legislation and basically Medicaid and what happens with Medicaid.
Well, Brett, when we repeal and replace Obamacare, it'll amount to the biggest entitlement reform probably at least the last 20 years, certainly since the Clinton days when they reformed welfare. And what we want to do is restore power to the states, put Medicaid on a budget, and get back to where you have a doctor-patient relationship in health care and in the individual insurance market, which, as you know, as you've reported on, is collapsing all around us. One out of three counties, patients have one choice for an insurance plan. But let me make clear a couple things we're going to make sure. We're not pulling the rug out from under people. We're not going back to the days where those with pre-existing conditions were penalized or could not access health insurance, and not back to the days of lifetime caps or allowing your kids not to be on your insurance till they're 26. Those protections stay as we reform Medicaid and get it on a budget, get it back to the states. And let me give you one example, Brett, that I think says it all. Governor Herbert from Utah petitioned the federal government to be able just to communicate by email with his Medicaid recipients who had email. 9 months later, the federal bureaucrat said he couldn't do it. By email, they told him that. That would have saved his state $6 million. This is the kind of thing that makes no sense, drives up costs. We want to get back to where our governors and our states and our local governments can innovate with those most in need, those on Medicaid, make sure they're properly cared for, and that we get waste, fraud, and abuse out of the system.
Now, this includes pre-existing conditions. It includes keeping your child on there till 26?
Yes, yes, indeed, and no lifetime caps. We think those were all important provisions. Those were, frankly, in many cases, Republican provisions long before there was an Obamacare. I worked on some of these issues way back in the 90s when I was in the state legislature because, you know, health issues don't look at your voter registration card. They just hit your family. And we want to make sure those most in need get the care they deserve or not excluded just because you have a pre-existing condition.
Well, Chairman, this is so important because it was ruled, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was ruled a tax. And that's what it ended up being. Remember, it was not going to pass. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Chief Judge, he said, George Roberts, said this is a tax. Well, this is what one man said. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And what they're working on with this bill, and this is why we're talking about it, is that they're breaking that power that the federal government had over every American, and they're putting it back to the states. That's the goal. So, it's all going to work out. We got to pray for wisdom. Is this thing working out? But it's important that America's not destroyed. We don't need a huge tax. Tax is this. The government says you got to pay it. And if you don't pay it, they actually take your stuff and they put you in jail. And they began to force people to say you're going to have to pay it. They wouldn't file your income taxes, reports are, and give you a tax return on your income taxes until you paid that particular fee. Well, that's all changing. Because this is a free nation, free America. And so remember, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And what they're doing right now, they're saying, listen, we don't want the federal government to have the ability to destroy you as an American. So we need to pray for them. This is a bill format. It's going up online for people to be able to see it and make changes to it. There's a lot of morphing and changing that's going to take place before it moves all through the process. And we're going to make available to you on the torch, on the VFN Torch, a simple old-fashioned cartoon that you can see again. I don't know if you remember that cartoon. It's called Schoolhouse Rocks, and it talks about the process of a bill. But it'll show you a bill's not a law, and it has a process to go through to be able to actually be a law. But I'm excited about it. This is brand new. The president just got in, and they're already working on the things that many of Americans, the majority of Americans, said we want this resolved.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.